1 year ago today, a mountain of mud buried part of the tiny coastal community of La Conchita in Southern California. 10 people were killed, and there was talk that much of the town might vanish. A year later, La Conchita is still there, but many of the residents are angry that nothing has been done to stabilize the hillside that towers over them. Here's NPR's Carrie Kahn.
Jason Farrow says he felt helpless that day last year when the cliff broke away and poured tons of mud into his town.
Right away I came in and tried to do everything I could, but there was really nothing much he could do anyway.
13 homes were buried. 10 people died, including several of Farrow's close friends, like Charlie Womack, whose home was La Conchita's unofficial gathering spot.
Charlie was probably one of the raddest people I ever met in my life. He was just always there when you needed him. Never asked any questions, just an awesome, awesome soul.
300 residents live on what is probably the last affordable beach community in Southern California. Most try not to think of the 600-foot hill above them. They paint hearts on the danger signs posted by the county at the entrance to town, and they wait for the government to make good on promises to keep their slice of paradise safe. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger made such a pledge to residents just days after last year's slide.
I'm going to help them so they can come back here, and that we do everything we can to make it a safe area. So we just have to figure out a way of how to protect them also at the same time, and they can stay here.
I'm really hoping that that his promises aren't idle comments. That's what we're counting on, is that the governor's going to work with us to try to make this area safe.
Mike Bell, chairman of the newly formed La Conchita Community Organization, says the governor hasn't come through yet. A spokeswoman for Schwarzenegger says the state is reviewing the situation. Bell says the county needs to terrace the hill and stabilize the shifting soil. That fix would cost about $30 million, but Bell says that's not out of line compared to another project in nearby Laguna Beach, which recently was hit by a devastating mudslide. He asks why La Conchita can't get the same help.
It's just a normal community, like everywhere else, that has had a couple of devastating events. Like every place else in California at some point in time has.
Just who is responsible for La Conchita's safety is a tricky question. More than 100 claims have been filed against the county since last January's slide. And that has Ventura County Supervisor Steve Bennett worried about taxpayers' liability. Bennett says plenty of people live in dangerous areas and get government assistance after a disaster. But the situation at La Conchita isn't the same.
There's a difference between saying, hey, a tornado hit and we want some cleanup, and somebody saying, erect something to keep a tornado from hitting our community.
Bennett says if the county erects a wall or terraces the hill, the taxpayers will be liable for millions of dollars if another slide occurs, something most geologists agree will happen again. But as longtime residents hold on, newcomers think the benefits outweigh the risks. Hank Skiles just bought a 3-bedroom house next to the huge debris pile left by the mudslide.
I was more scared of my mortgage payment where I was at than this mountain. And that's why I'm here.
Skiles sold his home in nearby Oxnard and had enough to pay cash for his bright blue house with an ocean view.
I mean, I love La Conchita. Like, you notice, you know, I let my dogs, you know, run, you know, and you can't do that nowhere else, you know. And so, no, they ain't getting me out of here.
He won't get many complaints from his neighbors. There aren't many left. 2 homes across the street are red tagged. Another is vacant, and the bungalow next door is in foreclosure. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.